Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Lucius. All right, we got some breaking Ranger news. Then we'll get into, is Jason Garrett really that bad? Holy cow, there's some journalism being done right now. But John Morosi tweets, sources, Mike Minor increasingly likely to be traded in the next 2 weeks, as I reported a short time ago on MLB Network. Brewers and Phillies are among the interested teams, although there's no indication that a deal is close.
Uh-oh.
I tell you this, if you're going to do it, and first, that's the pitcher I'd rather move. If you're going to move him or Lance Lynn.
Because of 1 year left?
Because of a year. Okay. I think he's the better player. But if Lance Lynn is going to have 2 years after this one at a really affordable number and he's going to be a good pitcher for you, okay. And if Mike Minor can get you a nice haul, okay.
Okay.
Tell me what those teams have in terms of first baseman, third baseman, catcher, center field prospects, and we can figure this thing out.
Here's what I'm also going to need to do. I need to look at, and I haven't done a lot of it. I know the 2020 free agent class, or 2019, however you want to say it.
When Not we great, get to know
right?
them,
right? It got just demolished by the extensions that happened in spring training and
Garrett
early on.
Garrett Cole and nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I got to find out though, who are the Lance Lynns and Mike Miners and Andrew Cashners that are going to be free agents? Because
just Google Tommy John.
You're going no, that did not work. Do not a guy that had somewhat of a down year. That's going like I tell you what, they might have not liked Dallas Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel might need to be strongly considered this offseason. If you trade Mike Minor, Dallas Keuchel needs to be a strong consideration for your organization going forward, because I think you're going to have to sign two or three guys like Dallas Keuchel to fill out your rotation in the offseason.
Okay, so we'll get more baseball nuggets here on your home of the Rangers at 11:40 with former big leaguer Mike Bacsik. But we're also your home of the Cowboys. And I saw something that I thought was really cool on ESPN. And it was probably really cool because Lewis Riddick was a part of it. I think he's the best thing that they have at ESPN. It's the NFL Future Power Rankings, which I believe they do every year. So what they do is they take three experts, Lewis Riddick, Kevin Seifert, Field Yates. All three of those, by the way, have my stamp of approval. They actually know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they grade how your team looks on your QB, how you draft, your front office, your coaching, and your roster not related to your QB. And they grade each team on each of those things to come up with your grade going into the future. How is your team set up? The Indianapolis Colts have jumped to number one. So Andrew Luck's health has been very helpful, and the drafting that they've done lately.
And Frank Reich is their coach. He's great.
They've got them as the fourth best roster in football with the third best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching, eighth.
Mm-hmm.
Draft, one. Front office, two. So they have the Colts as having the brightest future in football.
By the way, have you noticed how good Philadelphia has gotten once they got rid of Chip Kelly? Have you realized that?
Well, yeah, because Chip Kelly started trading away all their good players.
Yeah,
that was his
crazy.
Favorite thing. His favorite thing was to get rid of talent.
Uh-huh.
It was a real weird deal, especially if they were a person who had any sort of personality whatsoever.
Shady.
They couldn't be on Chip's team.
Right.
It's really tough in today's game to want to have total control. I think Bill Parcells had it, and it worked in the 80s and even through the 90s and a little bit here.
But, yeah, only Belichick right now.
But I think at this point, to want to have total control, like Chip Kelly's like, no, I want you guys to be like college kids.
Yeah.
And look up to me and I'm the man. It just, you can't be that type of personality in the NFL.
I think there's just too much to know now.
Yeah.
There's way too much happening. Like, I know I was talking to a guy about the Arizona Cardinals right now and about what does Cliff do as the head coach? Like, how much does he talk to the defense? And one of their players has said off the record to somebody else whatever, zero. And my response to that was good. We have qualified professionals here for the defense. But anyway, the futures ranking for the NFL. Where do you think the Cowboys are? Because
for
I think they draft, and when you just look at the Cowboys,
overall,
how do they draft? Front office,
that's good.
Roster,
that's good.
Quarterback, and coaching. You
As
grade
we
those
sit
five
today,
things.
They're going to be top five. I will put them, without thinking about the other teams, I'll say like fourth.
Okay. I think that's a reasonable guess.
I think
I would
Kansas
guess
City will be
there.
Very high because they have Pat Mahomes, who looks like he's going to be the best quarterback for the next 10 years in the NFL.
I'm going to say top 10, and only because they're not going to give Dak a top 10 rating.
Right.
They're probably in the top 20.
Right.
And I don't think anybody respects Garrett. I think the front office and the drafting is number one, and the team is young.
Okay. I have another team that I think will be higher than the Cowboys. I bet they rank the Cleveland Browns higher than the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh. All right, stop me as I go down the list. I'm starting at number one with the Colts. Stop me as I go down the list when you think it gets unfair that the Cowboys haven't been listed yet. I got a problem with number two. Right. They put the Patriots because they get number one for front office, number one for coaching. They give them number three for the draft.
What about the quarterback?
Eight for quarterback, number eight, and number 11 for the
years,
roster.
For the next 2 years, I still expect them to most likely be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I guess if Brady's still going to play, and this still, is for the next 3 years.
Yeah, and they still play in the AFC East. Yeah. It does not compete.
Philadelphia Eagles are number three.
I can see that.
For roster, they have them number one. For quarterback, they have them number five, which I think is a little high.
If he's healthy.
Right. Coaching six, drafting four, front office three. So they grade out really well across the board, and that'll play into our noon segment. Okay. Are we Cowboy homers? We'll take the test.
By the way, I got a new name for Carson Wentz.
What's that?
Sean Lee.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, because I really did think he should have been the MVP of the league a couple years ago.
He was going to be.
He was right there. And to me, there's nothing wrong with him other than he's hurt. And to me, there's nothing wrong with Sean Lee other than he's hurt.
Kansas City Chiefs, according to ESPN, have the fourth brightest future over the next 3 years because their quarterback gives them number one.
Yeah, buddy.
Andy Reid they have as the second best coach in the league. Drafting 18th, front office 8th. Roster 13th, but they got a quarterback and they got a head coach, which puts you up there. Seattle Seahawks, they have as fifth.
That high?
Not a good roster. They say they have the 15th best roster, but the fourth best quarterback, the fourth best coaching, the sixth best drafting, and the fourth best front office. So Seattle, pretty well rounded there.
Why are they giving them such a fourth?
Well, I think
front
they,
office.
I think
they, I don't know because they don't do a great job of team building. Yeah.
They didn't drop off as much as we thought. I bet they're like
but that was Russ.
That's because that was Russ.
And so I guess they're saying, man, if we thought that team was going to be, most people predicted 6-10 or 7-9. If they can win 10 games with what they had last year, then probably they're like, we can't knock them too much until they actually drop off
because they didn't rebuild. They just stayed in.
And we thought they were rebuilding.
Right, we did. Nobody saw.
Okay, so we're about ready to start seeing the Cowboys here.
You would
we're
think,
about ready.
You would think.
Sixth is the Pittsburgh Steelers. They say they got the sixth best roster, the sixth best quarterback, the 10th best coach, the fourth best at drafting, and the fifth best at front office. Okay. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
How much? So it gets to the point now where I think that they really knock Garrett and Dak, and I don't know in which order they knock them.
Interesting. Number seven is the New Orleans Saints. Obviously, they have a great quarterback, great coaching.
For just 3 years,
And they're okay at everything else. Overall roster's great. So they are being fair with quarterback. They had Brady 8th. They have Breeze 10th. Because they are factoring in these dudes are old as dirt.
They could.
You really think Ben Roethlisberger is where he should be?
Oh, I think Roethlisberger's really good. Where did they – hold on, let me see where they put him. They put him 6th? Yeah, I'd put him somewhere between 6th and 10th, somewhere around there. So the Saints are 7th. The Rams are 8th. Coaching is really pulling them up. Everything else is around 10th to 14th, but their coaching pulls them up. Yeah. Cleveland is 9th.
By the way, on their coaching, I'm giving them not just McVay. I'm giving them Wade Phillips.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's a real good combo package.
Cleveland, if they had what they considered good coaching, would be really high. Because
shots fired at Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah, it's 26th in coaching. I guess it's kind of a prove-it thing.
Yeah.
Although he had a great last half of the year last year. Roster is 6th. Quarterback is 7th. Drafting is 2nd. Front office is 6th. Chargers are the 10th brightest future in football.
You can't knock it.
Quarterback 12th, roster 9th, coaching 14th, draft 8th, front office 14th. Bears are number 11 in the brightest future in the NFL.
They are overrating these Bears. That's another potential pick.
The one thing they give them is they have a really good roster. And they do. They have a really good defense.
They don't have a kicker.
Neither do the Cowboys.
I'm just playing. Come on.
11th is the Bears. 12th is the Vikings. 13th is the Green Bay Packers.
Whoa.
Yes, sir?
Packers and Vikings ahead of the Cowboys.
Yep.
They're relying a lot on coach and quarterback.
Where they have Aaron Rodgers as quarterback? Because I know he's
second.
The only thing they've got. Yeah.
They
to me, that's all they got. Who's their new coach? Nobody. He's 20, a nobody.
29th is where they have their coaching.
Their team isn't even that great. The
whole
team
is not that
great. Their
roster is 14th. Their front office is 18th. They're pulled up by the quarterback.
God.
The Dallas Cowboys have the 14th brightest future in the league.
They're the youngest team to make the playoffs last year.
So you've heard, as I go through these other teams, it's like 12th and 16th and 14th and 11th and 3rd in one category. The Cowboys, overall roster rank in the entire league, minus quarterback, 4th. They say they're the 4th best roster in the league. They say they're the 7th best drafting team in the league, which
if
you don't think that's high enough, that's still really
still
good.
Fair. That's still fair.
They say front office, 8th best in the league.
You got it. That's fair.
So 4th, 7th, 8th, but you're 14th overall. Quarterback is 15th in the league, which I think is about dead balls on.
I think that's right, too. He's top
coaching.
20.
Coaching. 31st.
So one team worse.
Process.
There's one team worse.
That's too low. That's too low. I get it. I get that we're not Jason Garrett fans, but that's
too low.
He should at least be 20.
Because when you look at, and we can do this throughout the
show.
They won
the division twice in 3 years.
There's so many factors that point to this team should not win 10, 11, 12 games. There's so many things that point to that, but they keep doing it. The coach isn't totally chopping their legs off.
No.
He has room to be a better coach. I have no doubt about that.
Come playoff time, he's overmatched. That's the worst thing is when it becomes even talent, he struggles. But
he's not an X's and O's guy. He is a great CEO, and they've never quit on him. So he knows how to fire him up. Yeah. But I think what his problem is, if we want to blame him for playoff failures and whatnot, he thinks he's an X's and O's guy. And maybe his fingerprints are on the game plan that day. And maybe that's where he messes up. But he's not 31st. I'd put him at 20.
I just wanted to check this. Who's the 32nd in coaching? And they put that on Adam Gase with the New York Jets.
I'm telling you, which is hating.
I think Gase can coach.
I'm going to pick the Jets to make the playoffs this year.
Wow. I like it. I think it's a fun pick.
Yeah, they're not going to beat the Patriots for the division. I think the Jets are going to be one of the two wild card teams.
They're going to beat out the Browns?
I have the Browns winning their division.
I like what your NFL looks like. Whoa. I like Mike's NFL.
I like that.
I'm just going off of this, and maybe I'm going off too much of a trend, and I'll let it go when we go to around the NFL. Last year, all the second-year first-round quarterbacks all made the playoffs. Trubisky, Watson, Mahomes.
Yeah.
I think those second-year – if you drafted what you think is a stud, if you drafted Darnold, if you drafted Baker Mayfield, it looks like the way the NFL is trending, that second year those guys take a step and then make the playoffs.
The Giants have the second worst future in the entire league. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.